Good morning and welcome to the Mildura Swan Hill Rural Report. I'm Julia Holman. Today on the program, rain, go away. A few months ago we couldn't get enough of it, but it looks like heavy dumps are heading our way. Are you worried about what the rains will do to your crops? Send me a text. The number is 1972842. That's 1972842. Today, the Bureau is predicting isolated showers in the morning, becoming more widespread this afternoon and evening with possible thunderstorms. Wind northerly averaging 30 to 45 kilometres per hour, tending cooler south to southwesterly 25 to 35 kilometres by early evening. And tomorrow they're predicting heavy rains and the chance of thunderstorms, winds south to southwesterly, averaging 20 to 30 kilometres. Rob Sonnigan is an agronomist with the Department of Primary Industries in Swan Hill, and he joins me on the line this morning to talk about all this rain. Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Julia. Fine, thank you.
That's good. Now, Rob, which crops will be affected by the rains that we're expecting over the next couple of days?
Well, obviously every crop will be affected to varying degrees, but the potential for damage or any issues is really the crops that are currently ripe. So we've got barley that's currently being harvested by some, and perhaps canola that's windrowed, and of course the people out there still making hay, so that'd probably be the ones.
So the crops that aren't barley, are they likely to see any real damage if we get the rains that are predicted over the weekend?
Yes, look, the initial thing is nobody up in the Mallee really wants any rain at the moment. We're quite happy if it just stay hot and dry and got on with harvest. So there'll be delays. No matter how much rain we get, there'll be some delay in harvest. That'll be frustrating. If it's heavy enough, we could even see some sort of bogging. So the amount of time between the rain and when we can get back onto the paddock can be quite an issue. And if it's heavy also, some of the heavier crops, because of the big yields out there that are to be harvested and are being harvested, you can physically get the crop falling over or lodging, and that can become very difficult to then pick it up. So that's the initial things.
So are we likely to see, though, a downgrade in the quality of crops?
Yeah. Look, again, the crops that are the most mature are the ones that potentially can suffer some downgrading, but in the Mallee's particularly, as long as the rain doesn't stay for an extended period over, 4 or 5 days with a lot of humidity, up here we tend, the first rain event we get on mature crops, generally our crops don't suffer any damage. But if it's prolonged and a second event occurred, then we can start seeing some discoloration in the grain, and that can cause downgrading. And the worst thing we can get, of course, if we get really prolonged rain and perhaps a second or maybe third event is the actual sprouting of the grain. But that very, very rarely occurs on a first major rain event when the crops are mature.
So I guess it's bad news that the long-range forecast from the Bureau is predicting another low-pressure system to develop next weekend. I mean, obviously that's a long way off and things can always change, but is that, I guess, every farmer's worst fear at the moment, that we are going to get another dump in another week's time?
It is. Look, we've got the perfect crops out there at the moment, huge potential yields, and hopefully the quality's good too. If we get a series of rain events, the urgency to get the crop off between those events will be severe, and I'm sure every farmer's gearing themselves up for that urgency once the crops are ripe to try and get every bit off they can before the next event, so you can avoid that potential downgrading. But as I said, this first event, very rarely we'd see any issues, except for perhaps that lodging and bogging and delaying. The other thing that can happen too when crops are nearly ripe and we get a really heavy rain event is we can actually get some of the tillers that were the lower bits of the grain that were about to die and drop off actually green up and start to ripen, and they can actually cause green heads in amongst the harvest. So that delays harvest yet again while farmers wait for those late tillers to mature.
Well, let's I never thought I'd say this, but let's pray that there's no rain.
That's right. And just one last thing, Julia, is that the weeds too in the legume crops, we've got very difficult to get broadleaf weeds out of crops like lentils and peas, and some of the different thistles and things. If we get rain, that really encourages them to grow, and it makes harvesting those low-growing crops more difficult. So that's another thing that it can actually cause.
Rob Sonnigan, thank you for bringing us such bad news this morning.
Thanks, Julia.
That's Rob Sonnigan, who's from the DPI, Department of Primary Industries in Swan Hill. Now, locusts have been thriving in the warm weather that we've had over